You've written a book about the challenging conditions of gardening in Southeast. I'm thinking back to just the past recent few years, we've really seen such an incredible change from one summer to the next. I mean, we've gone from serious drought conditions to, or before that we had, you know, one of the rainiest summers on record here in Petersburg, and then to drought conditions, and who knows what we're coming into this year. So how do you prepare for such a crapshoot of a summer?
Yeah, I think that's gardening in general is always, like, I think we're always, you know, in February when we're pouring over seed catalogs or looking online, we're like, oh, this year could be this. And so we're full of hope. And then we have the conditions. And so we just kind of adjust to them. So, you know, in a wet, rainy, you know, we're trying to minimize our soil from being so wet that it's really cold and things don't grow really well. So, you know, we're covering it with either, you know, kind of a visqueen or remade to kind of limit the amount of moisture. So, I mean, I think that's just kind of it. And that's kind of fun to go, oh, well, this works. And I'm going to try this again next year. And yeah, and then drought conditions are just a whole other kind of question. Although, I don't know, some dry weather always sounds very nice when you're gardening. So yeah, so trying to, you know, look at ways to kind of minimize watering and things like that when we do have those dry conditions. But yeah, and so, I mean, I started writing this book. Oh, I wanted to kind of do a side gig as a vegetable garden coach. And so I'd have my master gardener certification, but really just kind of wanted to up my game. So I went to every library in Juneau and checked out every single book about gardening. And what I found was that they really were maybe one paragraph, two paragraphs are really applicable to what we have in Southeast. And so what I wanted to do was to have something that was really useful for gardeners, you know, for beginning gardeners especially, but hopefully enough content to really kind of gear it to anyone. So the first half of the book is really about the science of gardening, like what makes you a better gardener, what ups your game to be the best that you can. And we kind of need that, those kind of skills here in Southeast, because like you said, it changes all the time. And it's so, you know, versatile, like from one summer or from one month to the next month. And then the second half is really about, you know, kind of advice and things that I've learned or talked with other people that they've done about specific vegetables. So if you want to grow zucchini, but you really have a hard time, you know, then it's good to cover it because they don't really like wet conditions, but they also don't like moist because then you can get rot. And so, so the second half of the book is about, you know, you can look at and go, okay, I want to grow kale. What's the best thing? So
have you found vegetables that thrive or do well in the challenging conditions of the default summer, cool and not a lot of sunshine?
Well, I mean, I think our leafy greens always do really well, right? I mean, potatoes grow really well, kale, you know, those, you know, kind of chard can grow really well. I think they just really like those conditions. I mean, those are definitely the easiest. I think there's a lot that we can grow here. It's just, I think we just need to, I don't know. I mean, like zucchini, like if I don't cover it with a hoop house, because it really likes 70 plus degree temperatures. And so if I don't cover it with like a mini hoop house, you know, out of PVC pipe and then Visqueen over it, like I find it just doesn't thrive. It doesn't do very well. So, I mean, I think there's just kind of things that we have to adjust and do things. I mean, I'm from the Midwest, so it's heartbreaking for me that I can't grow tomatoes outside of a greenhouse. I mean, that's a hard fact of life here, but you know, tomatoes, cucumbers, I mean, those things really need the high temperatures of greenhouse in order to thrive and have harvests.
Okay. You've studied a lot about permaculture, which I wanted to ask about. What is that? Why is that important?
Well, permaculture, to put it in a nutshell. So permaculture takes a look at at kind of systems that are already in place. So you can think about like a forest system. So, I mean, here in Southeast, we have, you know, trees that fall down, they become nurse logs. So they provide nourishment for new trees that are growing up. And there's different layers within, you know, the forest that kind of take advantage. So some of them have deep roots, some of them like spruce trees have very shallow roots. And so they all kind of work together. And so the idea of permaculture is to create those systems with, you know, a lot of perennial plants, but to kind of create those different layers, create those different types of plants. So some of them are dynamic accumulators. So they like have deep tap roots like comfrey that pull nutrients up from lower in the soil bed up into, you know, into the leaves. And so then they're readily usable for like other plants. There's some that are pollinators. There's some that like alder trees, you know, which are not my favorite, but they, you know, the leaf drop is really important because we don't have a lot of leaf clutter, you know, kind of things that add nutrients to the soil. So it's kind of looking at that and creating systems that eventually, hopefully, work together with very minimal care that can still provide food and habitat and sustenance, even on a small housing, you know, my house is zero lot line in Juneau and it's very small, but I'm trying to create some of those systems to basically be able to go out and, you know, harvest some berries, harvest, you know, have food for my chickens and stuff like that. So it's kind of creating a system, and it's a lot of it is soil enrichment, and our soil here gets used up from the plants that are already there. So it's really kind of building on that soil rather than say a traditional agriculture, which tends to, you know, you till the soil, you are, you know, fertilizing it because you're taking out all those nutrients year after year in that type of agriculture, and then you're adding those nutrients back, and then you're also then doing some pesticides usually to kind of prevent, because you've got just one type of crop that you're growing. So permaculture is really kind of diversifying what you grow in a perennial kind of bed system so that it can continue and maintain itself without a lot of gardening.